On this episode of the Sofa King podcast, we wanted to celebrate past podcasts by having a best of show. But this is not a typical boring clip show where we recycle sound bites from the past. Instead, it is a live best of, where we update you on various topics from the past to let you know what has changed in the world. The topics we revisit include Jade Helm, the California drought, preppers, and to finish things off, we play a rousing hand of Cards Against Humanity. So if you're a fan of our past episodes, listen up for new insights and conspiracies. If you're new to the show, settle in for a great summary of past glories. But either way, listen up as we ask Brad to drop that funky intro.
Wait, so we didn't talk about anything good?
No.
Please. Read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am. Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King. Retard.
You say funny thing.
Yo, 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 gentlemen. How's it hanging?
Long and hard.
Wait, it doesn't hang as hard.
Mine hangs hard.
That's weird. You might want to get that looked at. Yeah.
It's a like a squash. It's so heavy, it just hangs. It pulls the top of my skin down.
And if you're wondering, this is not the radio version.
Yeah, obviously.
We have a radio version?
We do. We didn't tell you about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But now we can assholes. Now we can swear. We can't swear on the radio version.
We can't?
No.
So you guys seem to do a good job of that. I tell you what.
We were at the coffee shop this morning and we did something weird. We just grabbed a random person. They may or may not talk, but we brought them in and put a mic in front of their face and some headphones on their head. So our friend Chris Farrell is here today. So we'll see if he talks.
How's it going?
He did talk. He speaks.
A little bit. We'll
there,
see.
There was a little break there.
He'll warm up.
So our premise for today's episode, our topic as it were, is that usually we get done with a show and a couple days later, a couple of weeks later, somebody says something to us or we run into a new article or we kind of think of something that could have added to an episode we just did. So we kind of wanted to look back at some of the stuff and do a best of, but we're not some tired ass busters that just play a bunch of clips of things we did in the past. We're generating new shit for our
right
best
now.
Of.
Right I'm now. Thinking of it right now.
Right now.
Because I have no idea even what we did.
That's right. So we're going to talk about some things from past episodes, some updates, and go into things like that. And the first thing, even though it's a very insignificant one, is I do want to give an update because a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't a topic on the show, but it was something I complained about, which was that Dr.
Black
Dre's
people.
New album dropped.
It only dropped
on iTunes, and I couldn't get a copy of it. And this pissed me off because of his exclusive iTunes thing. But it finally dropped on the Google Store. So I finally bought the album and I was very happy. And then I got it and it's a piece of bullshit.
Aww.
I told you to pirate that first.
I'm so unhappy with the album.
You don't like it?
No. Have you heard it?
I'm not sure. I've heard some songs off of it. There's one song that I do like that I don't even know if it's on there or not because that's how into it I am right now. It's the Doctor's Orders song. Is that on there?
That's one of the ones that's pretty good. Doctor's Orders is good. He's got, there's a couple of songs that are, but the problem with the album, like if I were to buy a new Eminem album, I expect a certain sound and I expect, even though this might be shocking, fucking Eminem to be on the album.
Right.
It's like every song is like Dr. Dre featuring Acorn and Little Boo Boo and Shaniqua. And
Acorn.
It's like all these fucking people I've never heard of and don't care about. So this song comes up and it's just this mess of 30-second featuring blurbs of assholes I don't care about. And then Dre comes on and rhymes for 7 seconds and then the song ends and then it goes to the next one. And it's like, and they all suck. The people fucking suck. It's like, I'll be listening to one track and I'm like, oh, listen to this mediocre rapper. But on a pretty decent beat. And then all of a sudden you'll hear this badass rap come out and I'm like, oh, well, what's up with that? And I'm like, oh, that's because that's fucking Ice Cube featuring on this one. Well, and then you'll hear another song and it's like, oh, well, this part got fucking dope. And that's because Eminem's on it and he's dope. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
By your analysis of this new album, I've come to the conclusion that you are not up on all the new rap and the style that's out right now.
It's not that I'm not up on it. It's that I hate it.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. Up, I don't, meaning not.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't.
It is, a lot of it is garbage. I think
it's very typical of a current rap album, yeah. And that is not what I was after. I wanted a maestro to make a masterpiece, which is what everything said it was.
I know. It's been a long-standing statement, but black people got lazy on rap.
Ooh.
I mean,
I think that Chris and I are just going to quietly stay white over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, no, hip hop did get lazy. So you got just what you bought.
No, it's, I mean, and it, like, I don't know, there's a handful of really good rappers and they're Snoop, Ice Cube, Eminem, and Dre, and everybody else on it is freaking garbage. And there's such a difference. There's one track, and then I'll quit bitching about the album. There's one track on the entire album that is just Dr. Dre. Every single track is him and like three other dudes.
Well, he's a producer.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway. So that's what you get.
That's my vent about it. So it finally came out. I finally bought it after all the hype. And it's a bunch of shit I don't want to listen to.
Yeah, so that's the show, guys.
All right.
Just keep listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Peace.
See you next week.
but on to the main topic. I think the main thing that kind of started the idea of us wanting to revisit things started with a conversation about Operation Jade Helm. We did a whole episode on Jade Helm. And for those of you who didn't listen, what the fuck's wrong with you? Go listen.
Yeah, piece of shit.
It's out there. It's awesome. You should listen to it.
That's a good episode.
See? Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
But
you're welcome.
For those of you who didn't listen to it, it started on July 15th. It's supposed to go until September 15th. So we're kind of right in the middle, latter half of Jade Helm. And it's an operation for special operations forces to train in five different states. And Texas lost their shit. And conspiracy theorists lost their shit and thought that this was the Illuminati's great way to conquer America because they would have troops in place and that they were using Walmarts as FEMA camps. And I wish I was making this up. And they were going to take over. Texas got freaked out. Chuck Norris got freaked out. I'm not lying.
You don't want to mess with Chuck Norris.
You don't want to mess with Chuck Norris. That was the only thing that seemed legit about the whole thing. But then like the Texas governor, Texas senators, they put the National Reserve on alert against the American army because they thought as if the Texas Reserves are really going to stop.
I'm going to shorten this up because I know what happened.
What happened?
Chuck Norris got worried. Shit was over. There's a fist behind his beard.
Yeah.
His lungs.
Yeah, he told them Chuck Norris does not approve. And they're like, oh, fuck, we got to back up.
That might have been enough. Like, the Illuminati was going to take over America. And they were like they sat in their dark room and someone came in, Master, Chuck Norris is against it.
Yeah. And he said the Nordilluminati said no.
That's the greatest Chuck Norris joke ever.
He stopped the Illuminati.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what have you guys heard about Jade Helm and the United States Army taking over the United States?
I have to say, I was fucking worried about that. Like, I scared myself with that episode.
Me texts with pictures of military trucks.
Dude, I think truck drivers were like, hey, I'm carrying a Humvee, man. I'm going to fuck with some people and park at Walmart. Because I went to the east side and there was Humvees on a trailer at a Walmart. Like,
they got to get their food somewhere. I mean,
nuh-uh, man. Nope. Where are they going? That they're stopping at Walmart and dropping off Humvees for a couple days? Like,
they're not dropping them off. They were on the trailer.
No, the trailer was just left with Humvees or whatever. Like, that didn't make any sense. But nothing fucking happened. I don't know. Like, I haven't seen anything like at all. But there's lots of transport. But ain't fooling me, man. They're just getting ready for it.
Yeah.
That's all.
They're gonna do it on September 15th.
Yeah, man.
That's right. They're waiting until the very, very end. Yeah. They're gonna,
or September 11th or something.
Ooh,
you know.
Yeah.
Ooh,
maybe. Good point.
And the governor,
the only kind I got, man. Good
that's
ones.
Right. Greg Abbott, the governor, recently, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, came out and said that. President Obama and conspiracy theorists made Texas, quote, look like a bunch of wing nuts.
No, Texas made themselves.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
Like a bunch of fucking
assholes. You're the fucking governor who decided to put the National Guard on reserve, but now you're going to blame Obama and conspiracy theorists when you are the Texas wing nut who fucking nutted up. Like,
yeah.
So if you're curious what happened with Jade Helm up until now, Nothing. Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
That
we're training,
know about.
We're training our military.
That we know about. They're just getting in the position.
Well, our military is getting a good training. That's what you can be sure about. So.
Right. And I did, I looked up some Google stuff and there was like all this, there's like footage out there that you can find of like, you know, military troops doing all this different stuff and like moving in on people and whatever. And then like one by one, they've been debunked and they're like, yeah, that's pictures of the US Army in Somalia. Like that's an image from like 17 years ago in this one operation. So if you're curious what's happened with Jade Helm as of now, the answer is nothing. Because it does, it's a training operation.
What's up with those Walmarts? Has anything happened with that?
Nope.
Look back, that back up. Like, are there still plumbing issues with five Walmarts?
Nope.
It's just
nope.
No. Well, the thing is, I hate Walmart, so I watch them anyway. But yeah, it's all a union thing. There were several Walmarts who were getting ready to unionize, and Walmart doesn't want unionized employees because that costs them money.
It's the same thing I said. It happened in Canada. They shut down stores. Yep. Same reason.
That's what they were doing.
They did it here.
They were saying plumbing problems. All the stores that were about to unionize just got shut down. All the employees were temporarily let go. Then several months later, oh, the plumbing is fixed. Well, oh, you all had to go get new jobs. I guess we'll hire someone new and there's no union. So there was a conspiracy involved, but it's Walmart being dickheads, not the U.S. government trying to take somebody over.
So what do you think, Chris?
Insert cricket noise.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, anything could happen in this world today, but nothing has happened. So, I who knows? Maybe at the end of the year, we'll all die.
I did see a lot of military.
Oh, now you want to talk? Nobody's fucking talking to you. Yeah.
No. So, off of Oak Street, I did see a lot of military vehicles being transported.
Yeah, my brother sent me a bunch of pictures on trucks going on the railroad tracks and shit.
They were transporting vehicles. I saw a fucking train that had like fucking 900 cars, and they were all filled with Humvees and trucks and stuff. But, I mean, you got to move them somehow, some way. I mean, they're not just going to sit there.
That's going to be way cheaper to move them on a train than it is to fuel them all up and drive them there.
Yeah.
They better just build them where you need them, man. You're making me nervous. Yeah.
On another note, if somebody spots a military Hummer, please steal the wheels and tires. I'll buy them off you. So just hit me up.
That fit on your car?
Be coming out with new ones soon.
Yeah, that's why they'll have a surplus of old ones.
They'll just sell those to the sheriff's department for some reason? Yeah. Catch tweakers and Hummers?
No, those are good tires. They only wear them down to 80% and then they sell them.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're still super good tread. You can get brand new ones.
Can you fit them on your Jeep?
Yeah.
All right.
You fit them on a Prius if you know how, man. Fucking
tell you what. Do you
our
know
buddy
Steve,
Steve man? Yeah. Call him right now.
So let's talk about Steve. What's going on with Steve? Yeah. Recap. Everybody bring remember up, Steve, man. The alien freak?
He's still a crazy urban scientist.
He's still a crazy urban scientist.
He is. Has anybody been abducted by aliens since we did the alien episode?
Not since last week, but that's old news.
He might have.
He might have.
Yeah. If you ask him, he might have.
There is you an have? Alien movie out there. No, I haven't. I don't believe I ever have been.
I think
or maybe
you have.
I have been. I don't know. I'm torn.
A group of
there was that one time when I was
you.
There was that one time when I was 18. I don't remember the whole day. Like the next day, I didn't remember what happened the day before.
That was a field party. That's just how that
but
works.
Then I remembered. No, I remembered, and I went to the dentist, and they put me to sleep. So that
that's less impressive than alien abduction.
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't punch my cat. You asshole.
Yeah,
I did punch
such a kid. Such an animal lover and punches his cat.
It wasn't a cat I was punching.
Yeah, but you ultimately punched your cat.
But that wasn't my target. My target was an evil alien looking at me.
Yeah, but it was like I was trying to punch the wall and my mom walked in front of it.
So you're not an asshole who planned to punch his mom.
Yeah, but you did. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like
when I was a kid, my brother was nagging me and he kept pulling my hair like all day long this summer. He would just grab my hair and pull it. And he kept doing it all day long. And eventually I reached a point where I said, if you pull my hair one more time,
I'm gonna
fucking punch you in the mouth. And we were walking out in Michigan in the woods. He was walking right behind me. He pulled my hair. I spun the fuck around and punched him in the jaw and laid him on the ground. And it was actually our friend Heather Jessup who pulled my hair.
You hit him, though. You didn't hit her.
I hit my brother in the mouth. It just so happened to be Heather Jessup.
Yeah, so he punched a chick.
Yeah.
He had that shit coming, though. He was pulling your hair.
He did.
My favorite part of the story is Dave had hair.
No, he punched his friend.
Yeah, is that why you shaved it off?
Yeah.
That's right. The emotional scar.
No one's ever going to
pull my hair anymore.
So
my name's Hunter.
I don't punch anyone.
I know you had dreads at one point. Were they orange dreads?
Yes.
You're like the black carrot top.
You have a photo of this?
Yeah.
I have a lot of photos. I have the dreads, actually.
Like yeah, put that on Facebook.
Yeah, he don't like dreads. Talking about his old photos.
He's a giant Muppet.
No.
Maybe. No, maybe.
Maybe, yes.
But so I went off topic real quick.
Yeah, it did.
Orange dreads and you're not a Muppet? I'm pretty sure that's like definition of Muppet. Like, how are you not a Muppet?
I would have to have orange dreads over my entire body to be a Muppet. Huh.
So what? So we went, we talked about crazy Jews and liquid cocaine. What about what happened? What's going on with that?
I don't remember
crazy
that topic.
Crazy Jews and liquid cocaine?
We didn't do that?
No.
As my other podcast. You can check it out.
That's your other podcast.
Do you guys want to play a game since this is going so swimmingly? I do have a game prepared. Yeah.
People just listening to us talk randomly.
Well, it's going to seem like an ADD episode because we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but let's do it.
So one of my favorite things from the past that we did was news or bullshit, but some people have asked if we should do it again. You guys felt like it was played out, but it was fun. So who's playing? Does Chris get to play too?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So news or bullshit for the listeners. What?
Points. I get 2 points. Dave gets 2 points. Chris gets one.
You better try her answers. Good thing I showed him all this shit before you guys got here.
Right. Actually, I didn't see it.
Yeah, cool.
He's lying.
All right. So I have several statements here that could or could not be true news stories. And I got some Florida ones in here just because Dave loves Florida. So okay. I always make sure that some of these I made up. Some of them are real. Some of them are fake that I found on the internet that way. So everybody gets 1 point. I don't know if Brad's making a consequence at the end. You got to do an impression. No matter what, Chris has to do a Sean Connery impression.
Oh.
If win or lose, he's doing Sean Connery.
Okay, so whoever wins makes Chris do... Sean Connery impression.
Great. Sounds perfect.
All right, let's go.
I love it.
I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try.
You can try, though. You don't have to do a good one. You just have to do it. An impression doesn't mean it sounds like it. It's just your version of the impression.
Who's the man now, dog?
Losers always whine about their best.
Yeah, I definitely
Indy
can't do
was
that.
The dog's name.
How many dragons do you know?
See? Now you have to, because we all did it. So we're not hypocrites. All right. So number one.
I'll take 300.
Is Dave a scorekeeper?
Sure.
All right.
I have a pen.
Hey, Dave's a cheating fuck.
Can't trust him. He's black. All right. First one. Gay teen worried he might be Christian. 17-year-old Nash Haroldson of Utah is struggling with fears of persecution and judgment from his peers due to recent adoption of the Christian religion, which I thought was kind of interesting because people are more worried about being Christian than being gay at this point.
I saw that show once, The Gay Team. Yes. I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
Chris. I'm gonna say false.
What was the guy's name?
It is Nash Haroldson.
I'm calling it false.
Okay. Everybody locked in?
Yes. By the name.
That shit is false.
Yes.
The title was from something I wrote, the Nash Haroldson. So is that what gave it away for you? You didn't like the
Nash
name?
Nash Haroldson.
Nash? Man, that's not even common.
No, it's the Haroldson.
Oh, Haroldson?
Haroldson. There's nobody in, because you said it was in Utah, right?
Yeah.
It's no Mormons named Haroldson.
You could have moved there. I threw the Utah in as like a weird Mormon-Christian mix to like try to diversify it. All right. Guantanamo Bay begins construction on senior care wing. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, saying the expansion would ensure the facility is adequately prepared for upcoming challenges. Officials of Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp announced Wednesday that they had broken ground on new geriatric care wing.
False.
I'm going to call that true.
Yeah, I'm going to go true as well.
That is false.
Damn it. I mean, we keep claiming we're going to shut that fucker down, and then we never do. I figure eventually we're going to have a geriatric wing, a bunch of senior tourists, you know.
Oh, wow.
Why is it in Cuba? Can anyone tell me that?
I thought we weren't friends. Like,
We fucking hate each other, but we have a big military prison.
Isn't it
on
off the
Cuban
coast
soil.
Of Cuba,
No, it's
though?
On fucking
it's
Cuba.
On Cuba.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That's very weird.
That's next episode.
It's on Cuba or
Guantanamo
in Cuba?
Bay. In Cuba.
In Cuba.
Which is technically on.
On wow. Cuba.
That is weird. All right. Next, I'm going to jump to a Florida one just for Dave.
Okay.
Florida man arrested for breaking into high school to phone his grandma. Aaron D. Richardson, does that name pass,
I like the,
pass
name.
The test?
The name
okay.
passes.
19 was charged Monday night after officials at Treasure Coast High School reported that someone had broken into the concession stand and busted a computer when he couldn't find his grandma on Facebook either. So he broke in because
so
he needed to call
stupid.
His grandma. Yeah. And then he couldn't find a phone and apparently tried to get a hold of her on like Facebook Messenger, I guess, on a computer, and then got mad and smashed it. And then he got caught.
So this is Florida news. It is so stupid. It has to be true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well.
I'm saying true as well.
That one is true. Okay. I fucking can't
you know,
believe that. But that
you know
true.
Why I knew it was true? Because only
name.
Fucking Florida would have a school called, what was it?
Treasure Coast.
Fucking so stupid.
But that could be my alibi. I could have made that up because it's like Florida,
no,
treasure.
I had my faith in how much I dislike Florida proved to me that that was a true location.
You know what you should do? Post on Facebook of why you think Dave hates Florida and we'll give you something. So if you're listening to this episode, post on Facebook why Dave hates Florida, and if you answer correctly or close, we'll give you something.
All right.
Or if it's just really funny and creative.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Dave's gay and he hates Florida.
All right.
Why would a gay person hate Florida?
That's for the listeners to decide.
To Facebook?
Because they eat too many Fruit Loops. They like Fruit Loops and Tricks for breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Chinese researchers measure canine response to women's perfume. Researchers in China take advantage of a dog's ability to smell 40 times stronger by measuring neural feedback by use of a new non-invasive external EKG technology.
I'm going to...
Can you use that in a sentence?
I think by definition it was several sentences.
I'm going to call it false.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm going to go with false as well.
I'll say true. That's how I play this game.
I completely made that one up.
See, it was too good. It was too fucking good.
Point for me?
No, it's not a point
for
you.
So it's fake, yeah.
What do you mean?
You have zero.
I said false. You guys said true.
You have two. We each have three.
All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Hundreds of cheap generic doorstops flood the market after the door blocker patent runs out. After door blocker's 20-year patent ran out last month, hundreds of businesses have begun distribution of cheap off-brand doorstops to retail outlets nationwide.
That sounds so stupid.
It does feel insignificant.
You bastard.
You bastard.
What was the guy's name?
There's no names involved, was there? No. It's just a 20-year patent by a company called Door Blocker.
Door Blocker. Oof.
I'm going to call that one true. I'll say that.
I'll say true.
I'm going to go false.
That one's false.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
Fucking Door Blocker. Stupid. I'm stupid.
All right, ready? Dixie donates $5 million in clean drinking cups to drought-ravaged southern Africa. At a time when so many families across Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia, and South Africa lack access to clean, reliable sources of drinking cups, Dixie is proud to step in and provide the much-needed relief, wrote the company's spokesman, Dale Hinderman.
So there's a drought there.
There's no water, but Dixie donated $5 million dollars in clean drinking cups.
That sounds like a fucking stab.
Like they're installing little dispensers all over with those little clean drinking cups so that they at least have a way to transport water to their mouth if they could find it.
I hate corporations so much, and that idea is so bad that I'm going to call it true.
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'm going to go true.
It is false.
Fuck.
That's right, bitches.
That was straight from the Onion. I didn't make that one up. But
I was going to say.
Yeah. That page is done. All right. Let's go back to some Florida. Florida man beats up 100-year-old mom for feeding his cat.
True.
I'm called true. True.
It's probably false.
You want to hear the story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ellen Corning told deputies her son began yelling at her, saying, "Go back inside or I will kill you." Despite the blow to Ellen Corning's head, told officers she did not lose consciousness and went back to her room. She told deputies she did not report the assault because she said she was afraid of her son.
Well, how did it get reported?
Well, I think she had an injury and someone turned it in probably. I don't know. I didn't get that far in my fake story, man. Wink or is it?
That's false.
I'm still calling it true. It took a really dark turn at the end, but I'm still calling it true.
I'm going to go false.
That is a true story.
Motherfucker. I got a
Chris
gotta
and Dave each have four.
Game up. What do I got?
You have three.
That's right. I'll win. I already know who has to do right. something. Anyway,
another Florida. So. Dave will like this one. It's Florida and about a teacher.
Okay.
All right. Florida
had sex
teacher
with a student and had a baby after they got out of prison.
That's an old hat. That's on a daily basis. This one's good. Right. It's a Florida teacher fails high school equivalency test after students request challenge. After student protest claiming 39-year-old Edward Eccles of Chancellor High School is unqualified to instruct, Eccles agrees to equivalency exam and fails.
The other two were true.
I'm calling that one true as well.
You got to have a false one in there. False.
What if I was going to choose false?
I don't care.
I'll go true.
I completely made that one up from scratch.
We're tied. We're completely tied.
That was written and directed by Brent.
We're having a threesome.
You guys are going to just have a fucking Sean Connery party over there. I have two left. Florida man Devin Langford urinates out of sheriff's car to avoid whizzing in the car by attempting to aim his stream out the window by kneeling out the back seat and aiming his urine stream at the window. Officer said he would have preferred Langford just pee his pants in the process of splattering urine all over the passenger seat and floorboard of the officer's cruiser.
That's going to go true.
I'm saying false.
So apparently he got arrested. He needed to pee. They put him in the car. He told the cops he had to pee. And he just tried to piss out the window to be a nice guy, but in the process, pissed all over the car.
Okay, I'm calling it true because...
It is Florida, too, for the variable of that.
Because I'll somehow lose respect for you if you made up a story about a man peeing in the cop car. So I'm going to call it true.
I'll tell you why I chose false, because if you're locking in true,
I am locking in true.
I'm false. What are you?
I was true.
You're locking in true.
Yeah. No changing. That's pretty wild.
The only reason I say false is because unless there's a variable that they did not state, but if he was arrested, he's probably handcuffed. How did he get his pants down?
They did it for him.
Windows.
It's a good point.
That is there point. It is. Go.
However, your logic is flawed because it's true.
Damn it. Well, there's one more.
Still there's one up. More. Yeah, what's the score? Where are we at? Is this a tiebreaker?
5-4.
All right. So, so who has four?
I do.
Brad has four.
It doesn't matter.
So he has a chance to tie with this.
You don't want
to
do last one's worth 1,000 points or some shit? Some Jimmy Kimmel weirdness?
Yeah, because we have to go. I think I'm the reigning champion.
So if the last one will be worth 3 points.
Yep.
Okay. That's mad. Well,
then you guys still tie.
All right. It's a Florida
one.
Oh,
no. Well, let's see. Let's go.
Yep. You learn your math. Florida. Florida woman calls 911 to report drug ripoff and gets arrested herself. South Florida woman called 911 to report that she was getting stiffed in a drug deal and ended up reporting on herself. She now faces charges, including drug possession.
That's true.
That's true.
I guess I'm going to say false just to mix it up.
Well, you mixed it up because it was true, sir.
Fuck. This one. I read that somewhere. That's how I knew. Did
you?
Did you see that story?
No.
No, I saw it on the
That's
internet.
Like, I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah, it was stupid.
So that means technically I came in last, Brad came in second, Chris came in first, which means that according to the rules, whoever wins has to force Chris to close the show doing a Sean Connery.
That was how that logic worked.
At the end of the show, you have to convince yourself to do a Sean Connery to talk us out.
I'll see what I could do.
It's the inception of Sean Connery.
That's right. All you have to do is what I tell my kids. Just try your best. That's all.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
So
we have done some horrible impressions. So.
We have. Sean Connery's pretty good, though. Another thing that we talked about, going away from the news or bullshit, another sort of best of topic, and it was something that I wanted to look into, was the drought. I mean, one of our earliest shows was on the drought, where in the late days of summer, of the drought. So what are your thoughts and impressions of the drought? Do you guys, is it as bad as you thought? Do you have dead lawns? Do you not care? Have you changed your water consumption habits? Like, what's up in California in the drought?
I do have a dead lawn. My neighbor's still an asshole. I'm still drinking Ball's water as we speak right here, the as Brad coined it. But
it was hot, too.
It's hot Ball's water.
Why is your neighbor an asshole?
That guy, man, he makes no sense.
Just report him.
He waters the shit. I don't want to be the narc on it. I feel like it's weird to turn someone in, but
just go break his sprinkler heads and shit.
I have a plan, but I don't want to say it live because it would. I can't do it. But
don't
I have
think
a
he's
plan.
A listener.
Yeah. I mean, you I could always bury his body somewhere.
No, this is what he does. He runs a sprinkler from like 5 a.m. until 6, 7, 8. I've seen it at 2 in the morning. The sprinkler running and watering the street. Then his grass grows at such an exponential rate that he mows it, I swear to God, twice a day sometimes. He will mow it in the morning, early in the morning, and then he's out there doing it in the evening. And then edging and doing all this stuff, weed eating, trimming bushes. And then he doesn't have the level of effort to just scoop up the grass. This is the weird part. He puts so much effort into the lawn, and then those piles of grass that are left over that
just leaves them and they turn dead.
Out of the catcher. Like, what? Why doesn't he dump them into the green can?
He just dumps them into the
gutter and then sprays them down to add injury to insult into my gutter and the neighbor's gutter. Awesome. So there is a thin pad layer of grass, like an inch thick, in my gutter. And then my gardener has to come and shovel that shit up.
Well, what you do is just start collecting that stuff up into bags.
Put it on his porch.
Yeah, and just put it on his porch.
This is the problem.
Or throw him in his backyard.
He is not a reasonable man. I don't know if I remember that. The quote I told the nice lady across the street confronted him because you wouldn't think he would take an aggressive stance against an older woman that we call grandma, right? Like, that's literally her name. So it seems safe. If I go over there, there's going to be an altercation. She approached him and said, "Hey, you know we're in a drought, right?" He said, "Yeah, so?" She's like, "Then why do you water your grass like that and get it all on the street and just hose the gutter down?
Just make an official letter and put it on his door."
Well, his response was, "Because I pay my water bill and I can."
That's fine.
And she said, "Well, what are you going to do when there is no water? If everybody acted like you, we'd be out of water." And he said, "I'll drink milk." That was his response.
What an idiot.
This is who I'm dealing with.
He's going to water his yard with Gatorade.
Did he move here from Florida?
I don't know where he's from, but he can go back wherever that is.
Does he know that cows need water to be able to produce milk?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That guy drives me.
How old is he? How old is he?
I don't know. Maybe
we should have him on the podcast. Let's do that.
I got a great story about the drought. Our neighbor, she's kind of like that guy. She waters her grass all the time. She's out there mowing the lawn, picking weeds. And she watered it so much when we had that crazy storm a couple weeks ago, her tree fell over.
Because it got so soggy?
Yeah.
That's what she gets.
Snapped right in half. It was awesome.
I was wondering, because I've seen a bunch of broken trees in our neighborhood, and I was wondering if it was because of the drought, the dryness. Like, my pomegranate tree fell out of the ground from not watering it because I've quit watering stuff. Like, my backyard is sort of, it was an oasis for a while, but I've since given up on that even and try to be a good guy. Like, I literally feel guilty if I turn on my sprinklers in the front yard. I have not turned them on.
Due to the direction of my gardeners, my lawn is greener than it was before. I'm watering it less. Basically, I'm watering it 3 times a week, twice a day for less time, like only like 5 minutes. I mean, it's very minute. Like, if any water runs on the sidewalk, it's a very small amount. And my lawn is greener, less weeds, just by his direction, by telling me what time is to water.
That's cool, but I still feel like it's just a fucking waste, though. It's just like you're still just throwing water so that your grass is green. I know that I prefer my grass to be green, but why? It looks shitty when it's dead, but it doesn't really matter in the scheme of things other than your neighbors judging you.
$1,500 a month for a shitty looking house, you know what I mean? Like,
who cares, though?
I do.
I know, but why is the question.
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. It's a question. Yeah,
I probably use less water than most people, so I mean, I understand.
I mean, it's aesthetically pleasing. It's like I know people who really.
My backyard's dead still.
I did the opposite. I kept my oasis and hid the guilt in the front. Like,
well, the thing, it's like people, I mean, I know people who were just like,
their lawns looked like fucking golf courses. I mean, they spent so much time and energy and pride in the way their yard worked because it's part of the way the house looks. And it's like to all of a sudden you just have to kill it and let it all die out. Like I understand why someone would still want a green lawn. But I mean, like Brad said, there's ways you can still make your yard green. And I mean, you can plant different types of grass. Yeah. You can water different ways.
Krylon.
Yeah, people do. I mean, there's a whole, I saw on the news, there's a whole service where for like $500, someone comes out and paints your yard green.
You know, it's all preference. You know, I think if you're like, if you look at my water bill, I've actually used less water than their allotted amount because now they're allotting you water. And if you use over that, they charge the shit out of you. So, I mean, I'm under it. I wash my clothes. You know what I mean? We're not crazy washing cars. I'm not, you know, every once in a while I'll wash my patio down when it gets real dusty, but if I'll blow it off if I can. And then, you know, sometimes I like to wash the back down because it looks better. I mean, get all the dust and dirt off the house, you know.
Right.
But it's very minimal. So I think the drought will only get worse if, you know, we don't have a good storm and, you know, things. The aquifers.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you brought it back.
The aquifers are not going to, you know, go back into effect. They're not going to gain any more water. They're only going to lose water. Right. Yeah, they're not going
to
be replenished.
Well, it took like millions of years for those to happen.
Right. So, you know, so it's just going to get worse, if anything.
They've shown globally it's warming everywhere for whatever reason, you know, to start another conspiracy. But
I mean, as far as water conservation goes, I mean, I've cut down on watering a lot. I still keep the backyard greener than the front, and it's not a matter of hiding my guilt or some secret thing. It's just that's where my dogs are, and I don't want my dogs running around on dead ass grass for some, like, I don't know. I know it is weird.
I get you.
And there it is. But I water the, you know, and I still water my flower beds. I still water my trees. I don't really care if the grass dies, but I'm not going to let trees that I've invested years and money and all this stuff die.
I got a damn Japanese maple that I spent good money on.
Yeah, same with me. I spent a lot of money on this little, you know, Japanese like red elm tree. And it's like, I'm not letting that shit die. But the other thing is I've heard people say, and I haven't looked into it, but I mean, it talks about the fact that a green lawn and moisture in the soil keeps the entire area around your house cooler so that you save money on air conditioning and all that stuff. And it's like, so then, you know, what crisis do we, so now we have an energy crisis and I wish I would have watered my lawn. I mean, fuck, no matter what. I mean, I guess
how the Dust Bowl happened. Like it just went out of control because then the topsoil got dry and died and crops weren't holding it there. There was no roots holding the dust together. It got loose. And
And it's a very scary possibility that could happen.
History
here.
In 10 seconds.
I mean, if farmers are starting to have to like let their crops die because they don't have the water, then we're going to have, you know, millions of acres of land that are just dead and dry. And then we're going to get that same effect happening again.
So we've established that the drought's still boring.
There's supposed to be El Nino, like no one knows, like some scary flooding, super torrential downpour,
the Godzilla El Nino. They said there's a 90% chance that we're going to have the strongest El Nino that's ever been on record. Like all indications are there.
Nothing you can do about it.
But there's nothing you can do about it one way or the other. But the thing is, it's like everybody's like, awesome, we're going to get all this rain. But then it's like, but we're also going to get like flooding and mudslides and entire cities are going to collapse under the weight of water. And it's like,
you know what else you're going to get?
And now we wish we didn't have
a raft at Walmart, man. Fuck, go out in the street and have some fun, man.
Yep.
So the guts. But the other thing is people are saying though that if it's an El Nino, it's going to make the winter really warm. So all it's going to be is rain. And that if we don't have snowpack, which doesn't happen with an El Nino, then it's not going to matter. And it's not going to help us, which I have a hard time believing. Like you can't, like we can't really, like if we're in a fucking huge drought, we're in a state that has billions of dollars and we have a 90% chance that we're going to get record rain this summer. We can't fucking
Lowe's
dig
buckets.
Some holes. No, like the government, like fuck Jade Helm. We can't have trains full of Lowe's buckets that are going to like save up some water so that we don't fucking die next year of a drought. It's like,
remember that guy in Oregon got in trouble for collecting rainwater. Like in some areas, there's rules against you collecting rainwater.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's weird. Like he got in trouble because he had a ditch on his property. It's going to fill up. What are you going to do? Go pump it out every time it fills up.
One of my favorite two cool drought tidbits that I've learned. One is in LA, they're taking all of their big outdoor sort of lake water areas, and they've covered them all in millions of black balls.
I saw that.
And it like reflects the heat and then keeps the water from evaporating.
It's weird though that they're black. You think that would cause weird. The heat
exactly.
to be worse.
No, but for some reason it doesn't. That's like the ideal color for it, unless they just fucked up and
white would reflect.
Black, you would think
for sure,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's like a hazard. I don't know. That's weird. I saw that. I watched the trucks pour it down into those things and cover the whole top.
I think they're bullshitting. I think they like got like the guy in charge was like, okay, so we need 5 million balls. Okay, add to shopping cart, color black, that's fine, submit order. Fuck! I meant to hit white.
Maybe they listen to our podcast and they're just trying to make balls water, man.
Yeah. I think they are trying to make balls water.
There's a secret ingredient to that and only...
Black balls.
Arrowhead.
So many jokes there.
But the thing about the last thing I want to say about the drought is the aquifer situation. The fact that they're all empty cities, according to like NASA satellite imagery, entire cities are sinking.
Yeah.
Well, like, we're up to a foot in a matter
we're
of several
like
months.
Couple feet a year.
Like we're like because the water normally kept the ground held up, and now it's all empty.
Yeah.
So it's like roads are going to start cracking, foundations are going to give, the water pipes themselves are going to start breaking.
Well, for the people who are going to post on Facebook, yes, we know they're aquifers. It's an inside joke if you haven't listened to the episode, but. The thing is the ground pack is going to be so hard because it's closing the gaps there that even when water does go back down there, it won't be able to get back down to the aquifers. So, there's a lot of issues. So we're fucked.
So I think the ultimate, I've been really good about saving water. Like for example, I have a 2001 Ford Explorer Sport Track.
Damn, that was an in-depth description. That was like my shoes. You guys made fun of me for me.
It's got Hercules bald tires on it.
But the thing is, to be proactive against the drought, I stopped washing it in like 2005.
I need to know why you gave that description like that. Why couldn't you just said I don't wash my car for the drought?
Yeah, I have a vagina truck.
I don't know.
So detailed.
No, and I have become more conscious of it because... the other day I had ice in my ice chest that had melted. I carry on an ice chest for work, give out water, sodas, whatever. And, I was at a gas station and I got some new ice and some sodas to put in it. And I took my ice chest out and I dumped it out and there was still, a quarter of the ice chest of, water. And then I immediately saw a plant right there. And I was like,
guilt.
Fuck. Yeah. No, I was like, fuck. I should have put it on the plant. It's too late now. Like I already fucking threw it out on the ground. Right. But just noticing that I'm more conscious. Like I really
meanwhile, you're dusting your patio with 100 gallons though.
Yeah.
And that didn't hit home for some reason.
What do you mean?
Cause you're spraying your whole patio with the fucking hose and you got sad about a gallon of water that hit the asphalt instead of a plant.
Every little bit helps, right? Fucker.
I guess you're going to have a king size Snickers and a Diet Coke. I guess that works.
But no, I'm not doing it all the time. Like I said, every once in a while,
I get you. I see that your heart felt it a little bit. I was just saying
we can compare water bills. I'm sure fucking mine's lower than yours.
Oh, no. I'll back down. I don't want to compare water bills with you. Yeah. don't give me the water bill challenge. You you're getting aggressive. Aggressive on the podcast.
Next fucking podcast, we're bringing water bills in this bitch. And we're going to fucking see who's less water.
I'm sorry. I'll just be quiet.
You want to accuse me of using more water, huh? Huh?
We'll have the great water bill off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind. I backed
down. It's going to be exciting.
Someone change the subject. It's awkward.
Yeah. Preppers.
My bug out bag, I had
still
to,
prepping.
I took it apart and used it for something and it's in pieces right now.
So the podcast has basically, Brent realizes that nothing is going to happen.
Oh no, that's what it was. We went camping and we needed backpacks. So all my shit is sitting in piles right now that represent the backpacks, but they need to go back in.
He took out all the stuff he should have took camping to go camping with the bags.
I would have used it. I guess that could have worked though, but we would have had to eat like chicken
noodle
soup. Well,
it's going to go bad at some point. So you have to replenish
you
it
do
and,
have to
and
rotate
circulate it.
It.
You're not a prepper.
No, when you're starving, chicken noodle soup, old or new, it's still chicken noodle soup, man. Mm.
Unless it's like Chris full is shaking botulism. His head over that.
Chris isn't saying botulism. Anything, but he's shaking his
because
head.
Because of that episode, though, I did make a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
He texted me like way late. That's the problem with these episodes coming out and then like someone listens to it. He's all, hey, man, what do I put in this bag? And I was like, what bag are you talking about? It's like, what bag? The grocery store?
That's a good idea.
Like, dude, we forgot.
And then he's all, no, my pepper bag. I was like, oh, okay. Well, be more descriptive, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. My mom got mad at me a couple days ago. She was like, hey, what were you? I don't understand what you were saying to Brad. And then Brad said this and that. I was like, I don't know what you mean. She was like, you guys were talking about this. And I was like, I have no idea. She's like, what do you mean you have no idea? You just said it. I was like, you just listened to that. I said that a week or two ago. Right, like, I don't remember anymore. That being said, she did concern me a little bit. I feel like I should have remembered it. I feel like I walk out of here and I have no idea what I said.
No, and that's true because we'd be getting, I'll be getting a tea, you'd be getting a coffee, and like somebody will come up and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And we're like,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. Smart dolphins? Yeah. What? Yeah.
So that is a new development. That's something that everybody should know is that after we do a podcast, we have no fucking clue what we talked about.
No, I have no.
Just so, invite us over. We'll listen to it with you.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah, Dave refuses. He won't wear his own band shirt.
Yeah. No.
If I make you a Sofa King hat, you won't wear it?
Oh, you haven't listened to any of the episodes at all?
Like all the way through?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. I've listened to a few.
They're really good. You should check them out.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Have you heard of the Sofa King podcast, Dave? You might like them.
Is that thing that comes on Savage Radio on Thursdays?
Maybe it is. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a new development.
But no, the prepper thing. Like we've actually gotten a lot of feedback. Like people talking to us, and like a lot of apparently people have like made bags and stuff.
Someone bought a gun and told me they bought a gun. I was like,
and we were outside a couple of weeks ago. We were standing outside from where we record, and over from Dagny's, a listener named Carson came over, and he had just sort of binge listened to a bunch of the show, and he said that he bought a 25-gallon tub of rice.
Right.
I hope it wasn't cooked because that won't last very long.
soggy rice. We didn't clarify that the rice you buy should be uncooked.
Yeah.
And then you'll need what is it? The purifier tablets to make sure that your water's clean.
That's right.
That stuff.
So. There won't be.
I also got some of those as well.
Did you? Yeah, of course, the water is the worry now. Like drought and prepping together makes what I want to get some like big ass like heavy barrels. To just have like filled with water.
I have three of those.
But I actually want to.
There's no water.
Because I don't really have any room to store them. So I kind of want to bury them.
Yeah. Put them right here, man.
You can buy the plastic tubs, 55-gallon tubs or drums.
I have them. I have three of them. But there's no water in them. They're behind the playhouse empty.
I'm already talking to Dave. I'm talking to fucking Dave.
I'm sorry about the water bill. I apologize.
I just need to get some.
Yeah.
I'm light on water. I have a bunch of water in my garage, but not enough to.
And you might want to get one of fuel too, or something. So it stays.
Gas will go bad. You got to put you got to do some weird stabilizer in
it. It'll stay.
That shit turns to varnish in like a year. Yeah. It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey Carson, put some shoes on, you caveman.
Use it and recycle it.
Just say that. Okay, Google. Ninja Turtle porn. That's gonna happen.
Fucker, every time you okay Google, my phone lights up. God damn it.
Ninja Turtle porn.
Nope, I stopped it.
Oh, all the smartphones that just went off.
Yeah.
All except for four mine. Of them.
Yeah. Can't okay Siri, you gotta press a stupid button.
No, not if it's plugged in.
Oh really?
I turned mine off.
What do you say?
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri, Ninja Turtle porn.
My phone's not plugged in.
It's not for you. It's for the listeners, sir.
Oh.
Don't flatter yourself. I just blew up the world.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, someone in North Dakota just got Ninja Turtle porn on their phone. it's a new thing. We just started it.
They're in church.
Yeah. We just put it.
Oh, Donatello.
If they're in church listening to our podcast, it's probably.
You like my pizza dick, bro?
Too much.
You like my pepperoni sausage?
You know it's a thing. I don't even need to Google it. I know that's not a thing.
It is.
That's totally everything's a thing.
You've done research.
Everything's a thing.
I promise you. There's pictures of April O'Neil getting stooped by Splinter.
Stooped?
Yes.
And
you go from so black to so white. You went from Dre albums to April Jewish. O'Neil getting stooped.
What'd you guys think of the new TMNT?
I haven't watched it.
I heard they don't. Everything's different about it. Like they're like crazy huge. Like it's not the same.
I only watched it for Megan Fox.
She got princess thumbs. She has weird thumbs. She got,
yeah, you just don't pay attention to that.
She has
you don't
toes.
Have to worry about it.
Have you ever heard of
toes? Toes. Oh, the thumb toes?
It's a thumb toe, dude. Like, she has the creepiest thumb. It's a
wow. Yeah,
it's a deal breaker.
Gross.
Princess yeah. thumbs?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that term.
That might be a family term that we use for people's weird thumbs. That might be some
They're
serious.
They're walking around. Look at the fucking princess thumbs on that one, Brent. Oh, shit.
I think it's rooted in some form of royalty inbreeding, probably.
Yeah, that's what I think
that is. I don't know if that's totally an inside wow. joke.
Urban
but
Dictionary,
it's,
princess thumbs.
And have you seen CeeLo Green's creepy T-Rex arm?
Yes. Yes, man. That is weird.
Okay, Google, princess thumbs?
God damn it. If you Google CeeLo Green images, you will see pictures of his arms, and you will suddenly realize creepy. That they're very small and freakish.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
He had to sing.
He couldn't have another choice. Yeah,
like when he was young, well, his son rapper. Sat him down. He was like, CeeLo, you ain't getting by in this world unless you got a voice.
You could, he was out of lack of masturbation. He just had no choice.
Oh, wow. He had to blow off steam somehow, huh? Just put into the mic.
That's why he sings that song, Fuck You, right?
Yeah.
He was mad at the world on that one.
Yep.
Wow. That just got fucking rude.
That get weird.
Yeah, God forbid we get rude on this show. So another thing that I looked at recently, going back to fast food, it was a fairly recent episode and we did stuff, but shortly after the episode, I just ran into another article and it was specifically talking about McDonald's French fries. Mm-hmm. So I want to say some things about McDonald's French fries that I learned and you guys might, or my, like listeners might not want to eat McDonald's French fries anymore. That no guy, the
I don't
guy,
think I'm swayed. I don't think so.
Grant Imhara from MythBusters,
right,
went to the plant that makes McDonald's French fries and got a sample of the French fry pulp and then had it tested. And it's full of 19 ingredients. To like,
which sounds, should be one potato.
Yeah.
Well, you got salt.
The thing, like, he compared it to the French fries that McDonald's sells in Europe. Because they have higher standards. Mm-hmm. And the French fries in Europe have four ingredients. They are potatoes, vegetable oil, salt, and sugar.
Yep. I'm moving.
Those are the four ingredients overseas. In America, there's 19 of them, including dimethylpolysiloxane, a form of silicone that's found in silliputty, aquarium tank sealers, mold release agents.
Nice.
It's directly linked to brain damage, cancer, allergies, and autoimmune disorders.
How is that easier? It's just that's uniformity? Like, how is it like, don't just use potatoes. Is that not easy? Cut the potatoes.
It's more expensive.
Cook the potatoes.
More expensive.
Then concocting a 19-ingredient Dethyl Scylla Hydra, not going to eat it anymore, whatever the hell that is.
Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
TBHQ, which is a corrosive inhibitor used in biodiesel.
Oh, hold on. Somebody's attacking me.
And so those are three of the ingredients in the French fries.
You stopped at that. You're like, that's enough. Said.
I thought there's 19.
Well, no, those are three that were detected
bad.
By
that's
the
enough said,
those
yeah.
were like the three really bad ones.
That was a shitty news report.
That sucks.
I don't like McDonald's anyway.
There's better fries out there anyways.
Yeah, there is.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, but that's weird because
Foster Freeze,
In-N-Out's French fries,
they don't ever
potatoes.
Seem hot to me. The In-N-Out fries aren't hot enough. I want the McDonald's like coffee melt your skin off hot fries. Like McDonald's fries
well,
are always
you know they
hot.
Only McDonald's only stays hot like for like a minute or two.
They don't last that long because they're delicious. I eat them up. Just silicone
like
guts.
Just like Cox.
You do have silicone guts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have silicone French fry poops.
Wow.
Well, I'll probably still eat them.
Your silicone French fry poops?
Yeah, you're supposed to get as fat as possible and not carry anyway. Go for
I'm
it.
Getting fat.
Silicone will help you on that road.
Yep.
One way
or it might has. Help you poop it out. It's like those French, for a while they made those fat-free potato chips.
And Alestra?
They had the Alestra that just like didn't stick to your innards.
And so you would have anal leakage. It was on the chip bag. It said
anal
may
seepage.
Cause anal leakage. Yeah. And then you would have grease spots on your underwear. And tons of women were having to use maxi pads.
Oh, was that that was when
they're
the weight loss
on
thing,
a diet. Yeah.
You ate those?
I didn't eat that.
Actually, I know somebody who shit their pants. They ate a fucking burger and they shit their pants. Like it was pretty funny. So... Are we gonna play, you want to play Cards Against Humanity before we can close out?
You have enough time?
Yeah, there's like over 53 minutes right now.
Yeah.
We got as much time as we want. All right. So We still have update on the Cards Against Humanity episode. We really have one.
We have two.
It's one together, and we just don't give a fuck about anything.
We'll release it.
Yeah, you guys need to do some kind of like 24-hour marathon, like live stream. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Just keep talking.
We'd get punchy.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And then you guys could drink to make it even better.
Oh, that would.
That would be a 2.4-hour marathon, right. And I would take a nap. That's what would happen.
Yeah, Brent would have one beer and pass out.
We'd have to do it in shifts.
How many cards?
And I'd fall
getting?
Asleep by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think we could pull that off.
Should we just pause it and get the cards ready?
You could try it.
All right, we'll do a quick pause.
God help us all. This game is so awful.
In a pinch, queefing can be a suitable substitute for an ass disaster. So instead of fucking blowing out, you're just going to queef.
Yeah. Just relieve some pressure. Just let a little pressure out, ladies.
I wasn't sure what an ass disaster was. That's a good.
That's term. When you're going to have diarrhea and you just got to let some pressure out. But that one's for the ladies, though.
Let's have an ass disaster. I'm going to queef instead. In a pinch, foreskin can be a suitable substitute for anal beads. Sounds pretty good.
I don't think that works. Kind of bumpy foreskin.
Yeah, some people. But if you have... what if you have like herpes or fucking genital warts? Stuff, and then you stuffed your foreskin in there?
Keep reading, sir.
Just keep reading.
In a pinch.
Only Brad could say a sentence worse than Cards Against Humanity cards.
In a pinch, German dungeon porn can be a suitable substitute for getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick.
Good Lord. Is there enough room on that card?
That's pretty bad.
I'm picking that one. Yeah, who was that one?
That was me. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Oh, unfortunately.
Wow. All right. So,
by the way,
Chris is going to read.
When we.
We need new cards?
Two cards.
We do need two cards.
Two for you.
The deal is happening, I do want to say when we ran into our listener, Karsten, the other day and he was talking, he summed up the show in a way that I thought was very humorous and perhaps accurate.
Oh, is that his name, Karsten?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Jaime or something.
He said that I really liked the show, and it was really because he hadn't met all of us. And he was like, yeah, it's like the guy who, like, everything he says is, what did he say? Everything he says is offensive?
That's and Brad.
The guy who, he's it's like one guy and everything he says is offensive, and then there's one guy who doesn't give enough of a shit about anything, and then there's the third guy who gives too much of a shit about everything.
Yeah.
And he thought Brad was Mexican.
How did I fucking turn Mexican?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why you sound offended?
Yeah.
I am.
That's
offended.
The real question.
What's your Mexican last name?
I don't know. Okay. How do you figure that out?
Bradley Bodega.
I'm sure there's a website that lets you do it.
My Mexican last name.
All right, let Chris read.
Read your question.
All right. For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank.
You read the bottom one first?
Yes. And do I need to read this card every time?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, the hands are going in. We've got one, we've got two. We are all locked in.
So I can just read these cards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read the bottom.
Read the question again one more time.
So for my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. Nipple blades out of...
quiche?
Oh.
He just boggled on air. He couldn't read for a second.
That's a tough word.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that spelled?
Yeah. That was a first. Right. They're delicious, though.
He's ate them.
Pretty good one.
Especially with nipple blades.
So for my next trick, I will pull...
Altar boys out of powerful thighs.
Oh, man.
For my next trick, I will pull these nuts out of a bleached asshole.
And you have to pick a winner.
Pick one. He's thinking.
I'll go with the altar boys.
Boy. Yeah,
that was me.
Okay. Altar boys.
So give Brent the black card, and then give me the answers. So now Brent's going to be reading a black person card, and then we'll give him white person answers.
Okay. All right, everybody ready?
Yes.
I think so.
A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with...
Locked in, right there. Locked in powerfully.
All right. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with blowing some dudes in the alley.
That's a pretty good one, damn it.
That's super rad. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with anal fissures like you wouldn't believe. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with a sad hand job. Oh. I'm going to go with anal fissures like you wouldn't believe.
That's me.
All right.
Yeah. So it's, everybody's got one. Yep. So we're all tied up.
Cards back in.
Dave's going to be reading.
Okay.
I have to really focus on where to put all those cards and who to hand what to. It's not that complicated.
No, it's not. We got mic stands.
Under pressure.
Okay, the question. I drink to forget blank.
Oh.
I drink to forget blank.
I got a couple of them. That's a good one.
Ooh. Is that a sad one or a funny one?
I drink to forget blank.
I'm in.
One's in. Two and three. Give them a shuffle duffle so I don't know who's who.
Shuffle duffle. I'll give him a shuffle duffle.
Give me a shuffle duffle, see?
Dave's white coming out. In a Dick Tracy character. Every time.
I drink to forget seeing grandma naked. I drink to forget black people. Or I drink to forget all my friends dying.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly very real.
Racist and fucking sad.
It went from over the top to racist to sad. Given the choice, I'm going to pour one out for my homies and say all my friends dying.
That was me.
All right.
That one made me sad, though, honestly.
Let me think of all my dead friends.
Sad person. We'll go one more time around. So everybody has one card?
I need one.
I didn't get a replacement. I have a blank, too.
Oh. I told you to give me the fucking blanks.
Hey, I stopped at all my dying friends. Okay. I didn't look that deep.
How many points you got, Brent? Two?
Two.
Brent's in the lead.
You have one? You don't have one? Oh, so he's losing. You're out of it already.
Yeah, you suck.
Don't forget Sean Connery, too.
All right. Here we go.
If you lose this, you have to do something else, too.
Yeah. Blowjobs.
Just the audio.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children blank.
Easy peasy right there.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy, as my daughters say. And everybody is locked in. We give them the old shuffle duffle.
The old shuffle duffle, see?
Yeah, copper sheen.
I want his white voice to say his black stuff.
All right. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children just the tip. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children erectile dysfunction.
That really shows his magical powers. Yes.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children surprise sex.
They're all sexual, always.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. I'm going to say erectile dysfunction. That's a good present.
Boom.
I got that.
Profound. That was me.
Yeah. I'm giving you gold over here.
Champ.
Man.
That's the thing with this game is...
If you're smart and witty, you win.
We all need a replacement card.
Oh.
Here. We're getting our replacements.
All right. And then Chris is going to read the...
Did you give me a card?
Yeah, how many you got? Seven?
Six.
Seven. He's trying to make sure you don't win.
Get less answers.
All right.
You guys ready?
I am ready, sir.
All right. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oof. I'll stick with this one. I am locked in.
All right. I'm in. In like Flynn.
What does that mean anyway?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
It means you're in.
I think it's from them. There was a series of spy movies in the 60s called, or that was Flint, In Like Flint. Never mind.
Maybe he's just saying it wrong.
Who's something Flynn? Who's the magazine dude?
That's
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint.
It's also from Tron.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'll say it came from Tron.
Yeah, right. Me too. There you go. Good movie.
Okay.
Took me
never
a while.
Seen it.
You should watch it.
No.
pick your battle on that one. I'm gonna advise. I'm gonna be the Brad advisor. Just move on and read it.
Read the card. How about you just read the card, asshole?
All right. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's dick fingers.
Well, it's gonna have a hard time beating that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's vomiting mid blow job.
Oh. That's a good one.
Game. And the last one, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's a lifetime of sadness.
Oh, that was Dave's.
I'm gonna go with dick fingers.
Yeah, that's mine.
I'll succeed to that one because nothing in my deck would have competed with that.
That's pretty good.
Where's the deck?
Replacement.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did I already give you a card? You got another one.
All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of blank.
Bang. Locked in. Maybe that's why I'm not winning. Maybe I lock in too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about it, man. Mm-hmm. It's like chess. Except yeah, different.
It's very similar to chess.
I'm 12 moves ahead, man. I got all my cards. I'm like, that might be good later. What just
I'm
happened?
I'm the fucking Gary Castle.
That's your card. You're supposed to go in your deck.
All right. Here we go. I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere. Ooh. I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of child abuse.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of sexual peeing.
That sounds like a song.
Man, I'm going to have to say... I'm taking child abuse out of the game. That's not.
That's the best one. I'm sorry. That is the best one.
You're killing me over here.
Yeah, that's the part best of it. One for sure. You got to know Brent. That's why.
Sexual peeing.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah. You have to play to my intellect on that one. That was rough.
Or lack thereof.
All right.
Whatever. Next aquifer.
This is the last question, correct?
I need a card.
I gave you one. How many do you have?
Just kidding.
That's what I thought. Once you watch Tron again.
Okay, the final question on our two-round game. Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice. Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
I think I got this one.
I don't know.
Waiting for Gary Kasparov over here to lock in his vote.
If I knew who that was, I might be offended. I don't know who that is.
Chess Master.
Oh. Bobby IBM. Fisher. That's all I got. I don't know.
Beat IBM's Deep Blue.
Anal Fisher's. That's all I got.
He lost IBM, I thought.
No. Not with Deep Blue. He beat Deep Blue.
What the fuck are you talking about? Just read the fucking cards.
I saw him get up and walk away frustrated. Jesus Christ. I didn't know who it was, so I'm definitely wrong.
Okay.
I succeed, sir.
Gary Bellevue fucking beat so-and-so.
Gary Bellevue.
Gary Bellevue.
Gary Bellevue.
Gary.
Okay. The clitoris. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice. Multiple stab wounds. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice. And seeing things from Hitler's perspective. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice.
I know what I would choose.
I know what you would choose. I am choosing multiple stab wounds.
That's me. Oh, I tied Brent.
We need a final tie.
We can just say Chris lost the shit out of that game.
So Chris and I lost. This is a tiebreaker between the two Bs.
Okay.
So do you guys each get one more card?
No, we got it. We're good.
Deal with what you got.
God. During sex, I like to think about blank. during sex, I like to think about blank. Two more.
It's for Dave, so I gotta get on. But
Gary
I'm
Bergendorfer against.
That's it. Gary Bergendorfer.
Kasparov.
All right.
Okay, wait, I gave you the card. I need to read it again.
Oh.
I fucked up.
What is it?
During sex, I like to think about blank.
Okay, during sex, I like to think about ancient Athenian boy fucking. During sex, and this is the winter. I like to think about Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I would have chose that one too. I lost to a good one. Yeah. I would have chose that one too. That's a good one. All right, so Sean Connery, go ahead and close us out.
How do you want me to close us out?
You want to talk sponsors? What's sponsors?
Yeah, you have to say thank you to like Red Ridge Beard Co., Digital Creations, buy Dave's novel on Chama, New Mexico on Amazon, just some stuff like that.
Yeah, or whatever you fucking want. SofaKingPodcast.com.
You're the one who...
listen to the podcast. You know how we close it out.
We just did all our plugs, so you say whatever you need to
I
say.
I did win
Connery.
News or Bullshit, though.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. So you have to convince yourself.
So you have to pick Chris as the winner. You have to pick Chris to do the Sean Connery. Right. That's why
I can't do Sean Connery the whole time.
You just try your best.
Just go for it.
I can't do Mike Tyson.
You're drawing it out. It's getting more awkward now.
Yep. Just going to run into silence. Can I have the cards back?
I can't even do Sean Connery.
Yeah, you can. Hey, Sean Connery, what's going on?
Are we all doing Sean Connery?
We'll get it on the job if it makes you feel better.
Oh, Chris likes those hand jobs, doesn't he?
Let's go over there, kitty lover.
Your mother's a whore. How was that?
That was the saddest Sean Connery ever.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
SofaKingPodcast.com, Red Ridge Beard Company, Digital Creations.
Audible trial/ Sofa King Podcast.
Forward slash sofa being podcast.
Baco. These guys like to skate over there.
Bakersfield Bicycle Company and
skateboards and stuff.
Purple Nurple dot. I don't know. Don't be a retard.